number one.
Yeah, it sure beats the hell out of number two.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are laughing.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready?
Get ready, dog.
Get ready. Hey, you up yet? You're hanging out in Johnny's house.
XL 1067.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. 602, Orlando's number one hit music station. It's XL 1067. It is Johnny's house. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
And when the cameras are up, then they're running. If you want to watch us live, you can do that right now. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 88. Right now, 74.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
All right, so I thought this was really cool of Youngblood to do. He's currently on tour in the UK, and he's making sure that there are gender-neutral facilities at all of his shows.
Okay.
So he announced on Twitter that he's pledging in the caption that I will try my best at every Youngblood show till the end of time has gender-neutral facilities. He said it was really important to me that there would be gender-neutral facilities on this tour because I know how hard it is for non-binary people at gigs sometimes to go and, like, find a toilet that they can use and feel comfortable using that bathroom. And so that's what he's doing. But he also said that there was a venue in Newcastle that didn't honor his request. And he asked them to get out of the dark ages and before revealing that he created his own bathroom signs that he will be posting around the venue.
Uh-huh.
And if they did not like it, if they had an effing problem, to go and talk to him. And so that's what he's doing. He's like fully committed. He said, if the venue doesn't have it, I'm going to make my own signs and place them on there. And that for that night, for my show, it's going to be gender neutral.
So gender neutral is pretty much just bathroom.
Yeah, it's just a bathroom.
Yeah, no,
boys,
no,
girls,
no girls, just bathroom.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of gay clubs and stuff in Orlando that I can go and use a boys' bathroom if the line for the girls is too long. And
we used to go to Parliament House.
I
didn't know which was which.
Yeah,
but I didn't think it mattered to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have family ones someplace, but they're hard to find. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. So Coldplay, their tour. Did you see what they're doing?
No.
This is really incredible, actually, if you look at it. So their upcoming tour is going to aim to be more sustainable by using a dance floor that creates electricity. So you know how, like, the artists will be like, jump up and down.
Yeah.
Like, I want you dancing and all that stuff. But they, like, truly mean it because he said, we literally need you to jump up and down on the dance floor because if you don't, then the lights are going out. So that's how it's going to create electricity. And they also are going to have like bicycles where people can ride the bicycles to create the electricity.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was really awesome. And also they're going to use the solar energy, recycled cooking oil from local restaurants. And every ticket that is sold for their Coldplay tour, they're going to plant a tree.
Really?
Yeah, so this is crazy.
They're all in.
Yeah, their stage is going to be built with bamboo.
Okay.
So it's like 100% they're trying to be as all natural as you can.
Yes, I see.
Yeah, and they said that this tour is expected to produce 50% less carbon dioxide emissions than like their last one in any tour that's going on right now.
I think that's great, but I wouldn't be the one riding that bike. I didn't go there to go be riding on that bike.
Yeah, and then you're making me work.
Yeah.
So.
Now I don't mind jumping around, but I can't
like
jump around.
Like on the dance floor?
I'll jump around a little bit, but you know, stamina ain't what it used to be. I'm going to do my pause.
Not every song.
I would just be curious to see how it actually works.
Yeah.
But are they going to say that, listen, you're going to do the electricity, produce the electricity, and you're really not doing the electricity?
I think you're producing a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. A little bit.
Because it's like when you go on the limo cycle. Love the limo cycle, but you're also powering it for you.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't never pedaled on that thing.
And we kept moving, didn't we?
A lot of people don't pedal on that thing.
Let's get it started, y'all. It's Friday morning at 6:05 in Johnny's house. We got brand new music. Brand new music all morning. Long top of the hour. You've been waiting for it. Brand new music from Adele. Easy on Me on Johnny's house. 6:21 on a Friday. It is Johnny's house. It's going to be a lot of sunshine today with the high of 88. It's 74. But then the weather's going to change. I think tonight it's supposed to get down to the 68 tonight. Then it's going to be cool for the next couple of days.
Yep.
So enjoy it if you can. All right. First call of the day, 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. If you're thinking about calling, now is the time to do it. Don't forget, we are live and streaming. If you want to watch that, just go to our social media page. It'll give you the link today and get that so you can start watching us. Make it a habit of having us in the background and you can see us. And especially this morning during Poetry Slam.
I was thinking about that on the way in.
Rappers karaoke.
Like, oh, man.
And then we spin the wheel and see who goes first today. It'll be interesting. So yesterday I had some friends that came in town for our boy's funeral, his wife's funeral, and they all left yesterday. So they just came in, stayed one night, and then they left. So yesterday I was like, okay, getting people to the airport, making sure they were okay, blah, blah, blah. Our friend gave me these two ugly statues that they got from, like little miniatures that they got from, that his wife, who's passed, got from New Orleans. He said, I don't want these. I want you to have them. I'm like, man, I don't want this. I told him. I was straight up. Gosh. And my friend's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, Johnny. Look at them, man. I don't want them. They're ugly. He goes,
oh, my God.
He goes, I've been thinking they were ugly for years, but, you know, she really loved you. I'm like, man, don't do that. Uh-uh. I don't want them.
He's just trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, he's trying to get rid of
them. So you didn't take them?
So what I did is I act like I was taking them, and then I hid them in his house somewhere. Right?
Oh, my gosh. you didn't tell him?
Uh-uh.
See, that's not right, because he's going to find them someday and be like,
oh.
Did she bring them back?
Oh, it gets better. Uh-oh. I drove home last night after dropping the kid off, and they're sitting on the I got a little table in front of my house. They're sitting there.
He beat you to the house.
I don't know who put them there. I'm like, oh, so that's the game we're gonna play? Because I'm gonna go drive right back over there.
Her spirit brought them to you.
Because I gotta show you a picture. They're very ugly.
You're supposed to have them,
but they look like the type of little miniatures that I will put in the kitchen, and then I wake up. And they'll be in my room.
Okay,
I'll show them to you. I don't want it.
Bring them here.
I'll bring them here if you want.
Put them in the studio.
That's fine.
I mean, AJ used to work here.
Yes,
yeah. We all met.
Listen,
Kim through the station.
I told him as your friend. He's like, man, and you know how he jokes all the time. Even though he's dealing with the hazard fire, he's like, man, I always thought these was ugly, and I ain't want them here, but. You know, she really liked you, so here. I'm like, man, I don't want that. I'll show them to you. I do not want them. And my friend's like, what's wrong with you, man? I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me. They're creepy looking.
It's a little insensitive.
Look.
It is. You're straight up.
So what am I going to do, lie about it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do when you're trying to be not insensitive. You lie.
I said, he goes, man, you're not going to take them. No, I'm not taking them. Man, take them. No, I'm not taking them. John, what's wrong with you? Take them. I'm not going to take them. I said, all right, I'm going to take them. Went around the kitchen, put them right behind the bread basket.
Oh, my gosh.
They must have been cleaning up and found them.
Yeah, it must have been.
And now they're sitting on my house on the porch. So I'll bring them in. Y'all want me to bring them in?
I'm just saying, you've got to take them in some capacity.
No!
It's bad juju to not.
I'll show them to you. They're real creepy looking.
The fact that you told them that they were ugly to his face.
He said they were ugly.
Yeah, that's fine.
He said, man, I never liked these things. I thought they were ugly, but she liked you, so I'm going to give them to you. Bro, what makes you think I don't think they're ugly? They're ugly. I'll show them to you. Because they're going back over his house today. They didn't make it in the house. They're still on the porch.
Oh, they're still on the porch.
They're not getting in. Ray, how was yours?
It was good. I went to the gym for a little bit, came back here, hung out with Susie the foodie.
Uh-huh.
And what else? Oh, I did the yard yesterday.
You ain't wait till this weekend where it's beautiful? It's going to be really nice to do some, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Well, I usually do the weekends are for like family time.
Okay.
And so when the kids are at daycare and the wife's at work, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the yard so I can spend some time with them on the weekend. But it was nice.
Oh, it wasn't hot?
Not really.
Because it's going to be really nice. I can't wait to get up. We're going to talk about that. Just go outside and get a cup of coffee early on a Saturday, Sunday morning.
I mean, there was like a little breeze, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Me!
It was cool. I got stuck here all day yesterday. Like, literally all day yesterday. I got home after 3 o'clock. I was like, what the
goodness.
Heck? I know. That's all right. That's okay. It's been a long
but
week.
It's not.
I was a little bit behind anyway on some stuff because I got here. I got, you know, I wasn't here Monday and then cut out early Wednesday. So it is what it is. You ain't going to bring me down. So I got home yesterday and we got a new bench for we built a CrossFit gym in our garage.
It's
straight up legit. We got sleds. We got everything.
Really?
Yeah, we got turf with sleds. We got a whole deal.
Nice.
Yeah. So
you gonna post some photos?
Yeah. Okay. I'll, when it's all done, I'll like fully finish. I put the bench together yesterday, and then so me and my son threw up some weights.
Yeah.
He was shocked. He's like, have you been lifting secretly? I'm like, there's something called dad strength.
Yeah.
It exists. It's for real.
It really is.
My stepdad used to have it, and I used to think, how is he so strong? I don't know why I can lift as much as I can. Yeah. It ain't like I'm a world-class weightlifter, but I haven't lifted in a long time, and I was putting up more weight than him, and he plays football right now, and he's bigger than me.
In the South, they call it old man strong.
That's what I told him. I said, boy, you don't know nothing about no dad strength. Stop it.
Old man strong, you can lift a car up. Like, oh, my God, the car fell on me.
So I maxed crazy. All the weights that we have. I went into my wife, you need to buy some more weights. I lifted all of it up.
Listen.
She said, no, you didn't. My son said, Mom, he did.
Listen, have you ever bought weight? That stuff is expensive.
It is expensive.
Your best bet is to go to Marketplace, because there's always somebody who wanted to get fit And now they want to get rid of it?
I'm going to go across the street where they knocked up the concrete and put it in bags and tie that to the...
Oh, there you go.
Concrete.
We're going Rocky Four training.
Like that's we how in you Russia. Do it. That must be nice, man.
But we lifted weights. It was cool. And then I after that, I took a shower and like zonked out. I stayed awake as long as I could, but yeah. I fell asleep.
Yeah, I was so tired yesterday. I was like... I laid down, I woke up, the clock was going on. I like that kind of sleep myself. I don't like to roll around restless. Yeah. If I can go to sleep and wake right up, and it's time.
That's how it was this morning. I closed my eyes, woke up, it was today.
Yeah, so. Yeah. XL, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, people? It's Angel.
Hey, Angel. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. Any big plans this weekend?
I gotta work.
Do you like what you do?
Oh, I show up every day, so.
Nah. Well, I mean, they pay me.
They pay me, and I get to have some few things in life. I get it.
Yeah. You can't pay bills with happiness.
It's true, actually.
That is accurate.
Well, good, man. Well, listen, anything going on in your world? You wanna shout out anybody?
Just my family. Okay. Actually, I want to say I'm a first time caller.
Oh, first time caller!
All right.
And yesterday was my birthday. I tried calling in to be a first-time caller, but I didn't make it.
Well, happy birthday, man. Y'all have any plans last night or tonight just to maybe go to dinner or something?
My plans are for tomorrow since I'm off on Sunday. So,
okay. Well, listen, you go out and enjoy your born-on date, all right?
All right. Thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, man. You have a wonderful day.
And thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You too. All right. Today is Friday. It is football Friday. And our team of the week, I'm excited, is my team. I'm going to have to go back and change shirts.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, they're going to be hit.
Do it in front of the camera.
You won't.
I won't. I won't.
Why
Absolutely.
Not?
No.
And we need a booster streak.
And here's the good thing about it is that, you know, the camera's set up on the chest up, so I can do it.
Yeah,
you
do know, it.
No, that ain't happening. Anyway, our team of the week, Football Friday. We're going to go over our teams that we support and talk to our team. It is Football Friday. It's here on Johnny's House.
Have more fun.
Alexa, play XL 106.7 on iHeartRadio.
637 Orlando's number one hit music station is XL 106.7. You are listening to Johnny's House. It's Friday morning, high today of 88, mostly sunny, not even talking about rain, and right now it is 74. All right, it is Friday, and it's something we've been doing for years. We have teams that we support, and we try to go over high school football because high school football is huge. I think it's big here, Texas, California?
California's got some big spots, yeah.
What outside those big three?
New Jersey's that does pretty well.
Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia's starting to do well. A lot of them outside of here are private schools.
Okay.
In Florida, it's all public. I mean, there are some private that are big, but for the most part, the public schools here are crazy.
So we want to make sure that we jump aboard with the train. We've had players that have come on the show because before COVID, they would come live to the studio. We've done it where they brought in bands, we brought in players and cheer teams and stuff like that. And some of the players that we've had in here have gone on to go pro and we've stayed in touch with them. But we all have teams that we represent, and my team is the best team ever. It is the East River Falcons. It is my team, and they whooped up on Windermere last week, 42-6.
Is that your first win?
No, it was not our first win. We've had a couple of wins. Ray, mind your business.
Sorry.
Ain't your time to shine yet.
I can't mind my business when we're competing right now.
Your time to shine. Tonight was the home game against St. Cloud, so we look forward to a win again on that one. All right, Ray, now your time to shine. Who you got?
So I've got the Lake Mary Rams, and we are 6-0. Undefeated.
When is the big matchup?
Next week.
Next week it is Lake Mary versus Seminole on the 22nd.
Next week.
Wow.
And it is at Seminole.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we got a video board and all that stuff. So where you want to play? You can watch the replay.
Y'all got a video board?
Yeah. That's what happens when you win a whole lot.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So we beat Lyman 49-14. Tonight we have a district game over at Flagler Palm Coast.
All right. Detroit isn't here, but her team is Timber Creek. Last week they beat up on Haggerty. They beat up on Haggerty 41-7. And then tonight they play University, and it is a away game, and it is a district game. And Brian?
Well, I do have kind of two schools. My squad graduated from Seminole. They play Oviedo tonight. We are 6-1, one loss by 3 points to a team from South Florida. It's questionable, but whatever. And then hopefully this ain't a trap game because next week is a big game against Lake Mary. So I think Seminole's going to be just fine. And then my son's team, the Horizon Hawks, they play against Lake Buena Vista, which is another first-year school.
So it's
like a battle of the first-year schools.
So somebody's going to get a victory tonight.
Somebody
will get their first win tonight.
And Horizon's been doing very well, Coach Thomas. It's got the kids like playing well. They fall a little bit short. So tonight should be fun.
I mean, we're talking about two first-year programs.
Yeah.
First time ever hitting this field in a brand new school.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to have a victory tonight. Is it a home or away game?
It's an away game, so it's going to be at Lake Buena Vista. But, I mean, watching our kids play, I really feel like Horizon to probably be one of those like fringe playoff teams within the next year to 2 years. They're that good. They just haven't put it together yet, so we'll see tonight.
And Lake Buena Vista, y'all too close to the White Castles right there, so I know y'all over there eating it.
They are close.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they can. All right, our team of the week, it is my team, East River Falcons. We have some of the cheerleaders we're going to talk to right now. Good morning. Who are we talking to first?
Hi, I'm Alexia.
Hi, Alexia. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
Good, good. And how long have you been cheering?
14 years.
14 wow. years. Man, and what can you tell me about your squad this year?
We're a great group of girls. I love them all. We work really hard at practice, and yeah.
Now, are you a senior?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think you're going to miss the most out of cheering and leaving high school?
Probably Friday Night Lights.
Friday?
Aww.
Oh, that's when you guys get together. So tell me, what is the day... A day in a life of a captain cheerleader. So you're talking to us, you're doing radio first thing in the morning, then you go to school, and then how does the day unfold?
Well, we have a performance at pep rally, so I have to make sure all the girls are ready for that. And then we normally go over to one of the girls' house to get ready for the game. And after that, it's game time.
And what do you guys, do you get together after the game, or you just, that's it, you're tired because you've been done all day?
Sometimes we get after the game and go get food.
Really?
Nice.
Now, how does your pep? We were talking about this off the air a couple of days ago. How do pep rallies work now? Is it the beginning of the year? I mean, beginning of the day, lunchtime, end of the day?
They work outside now during lunch.
Oh, during lunch. I think we had hours like
ours was like an extra period, so they would shave five minutes off every class, and then for like the last 35 minutes of the day, we would be in the gym going crazy.
Yeah, same with us.
That's what it was when I was in school. Yeah.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, you got any shout outs?
I would like to shout out our principal Nikki Campbell.
Oh, she's amazing. Love her to death. She's good people. She is. All right. Who else do you have there?
Hi, I'm Amber.
Hey, Amber. And how long have you been cheering?
I've been cheering for about 10 years.
10 years. And what do you think you're going to miss the most?
I'm going to miss bonding with the girls the most because I love them so much and I've been with them for a while now.
Wow. Aww. Now, as you cheer, are you one that they toss in the air or are you one to catch?
I'm one to catch, not a flyer.
Not a flyer. And how many injuries have you had?
Actually, only one. The Good rest for of the you. Girls are like 100, but...
I know. I read this interesting stat, and I mentioned all the time that in cheering, you guys have more injuries than football, basketball, baseball combined.
Yeah, basically like every day.
Every day. All right. And what do you think you love most about cheering?
Like what I said earlier, I love bonding with my girls. You have to have a good bond with your team in order to get together and like do really good. And I have a close bond with everyone on the team, which I love that.
Very good. Well, who would you like to shout out?
I would like to shout out our athletic directors, Ms. John and Mr. Joseph, because they're always on top of it.
Okay, well, good luck tonight, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for talking with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk to a couple of football players. We'll do that. It is Football Friday right here on Johnny's House.
The amazing
Johnny Magic.
.53 on a Friday morning. It is Johnny's House. High today of 88. It's going to be mostly sunny. And right now, it is 74. It is Football Friday. Our team of the week is my team, the East River Falcons, where tonight they play St. Cloud at East River. Got a couple of the football players on the phone. Want to say good morning to them. Good morning, sir. Who are you?
Good morning. Hey, I'm Kevin.
Kevin, in what position do you play, Kevin?
I play defensive end.
Defensive end. And your voice is deeper than mine. How old are you, Kevin? You sound like you're about 35.
I turned 17 in August.
He just turned 17.
Oh, just turned 17. Nice, man. So tell me, how old were you when you first started playing football?
Freshman year, I think I was 14.
Oh, wow. Because that's a lot of kids. I went by a field the other day. Those kids couldn't have been no older than 8 or 9.
Yeah. They just bounce off each other. Yeah.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your team.
We have a strong team. It's a young team. I think they have a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. You know, this year has not been our greatest year, but I think that in the upcoming years, they'll progress. You know, I think we'll have a great next season.
So what are your stats? How tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm like 6 feet, 220. Good. I don't really know the rest of my stats. Yeah.
How much you benching?
I bench like 240.
Dang.
Dang.
240.
Man, I had said I lifted weights earlier, but I didn't lift weights. This dude lifted weights.
Who's the strongest person on the team?
Strongest person on the team?
Yeah.
I think we have a player, JP. He's the other defensive end. He I think he benches around 315.
What?
Oh, my God.
315.
Dang.
Good Lord.
That's crazy talk.
Dang. All right, who do you think is the funniest person on your team?
Funniest? I got to give that one to myself. You know?
That's awesome.
That's important.
Yes, it is.
The funny guy on the team is important.
That's
my son. He may not tackle too many people, but he makes them laugh.
So what do you do in your free time?
In my free time?
Yeah.
I hang out with the guys, honestly. I mean, we don't do much. We play basketball sometimes. You know, we beat the basketball team almost every day.
I'm sure
they want to hear that on the radio. All right, so take us through a high school day. So what's going to happen today? You're doing media this morning. Take us through the rest of your day.
After this, I go. I got work to do. I think it's midterms right now for me.
Okay.
I got to go do that. And then after that, we got the pep rally at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
After lunch, I basically just relax until it's time for game day.
What time do you guys have to be at the school set up and ready to go?
For the game?
Mm-hmm.
We get here, like, right after school, we go down, we relax in the locker room until it's time for pre-game meal.
Pre-game meal.
Yeah, they eat together, yeah.
Wow. Well, nice,
that's
man.
Cute.
Wow. So you want to take this to the next level?
Yes, sir.
Anybody looking at you?
I don't know right now, honestly. Okay.
Well, listen. Go ahead.
There's a couple interests, but,
Very good. Well, listen, man, you have a great game tonight, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
All right, who we got next to you?
Zach.
Hey, Zach, good morning.
Good morning, man.
And, Zach, what position do you play?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. And what were your stats last week game? What'd you do?
Oh, last week game?
Mm-hmm. You had a,
Man, you could say 8 catches, 400 yards. He won't know.
I think it was about 4 catches for... I don't remember for how much.
Now, and what are your stats? How tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'10", 165.
And what's your 40 time?
I think it's about 4'8", 4'9".
Nice, nice.
Okay.
All right, and who do you think is the funniest person on the team?
Oh, I don't think it's that man, Kevin. I think it's me.
He said, you better watch out. Who is the smartest person on the team?
No, that's got to be me.
No.
All right, listen, let's say you take it to the next level and you get drafted. As soon as you start making money, what's the first thing you're going
to buy? Probably start paying off my parents' house.
There you go. I was going to say, you know the right answer
is to
buy your family or buy your mama a house. You know that, right?
Yep. Always.
Always. All right, and so your day is pretty much the same as his was. You guys get up, got classes, pep rally, relax, and get ready for the game.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anybody?
I'm going to sleep a little bit more.
You're going to sleep a little bit more. Anybody you want to shout out?
Yeah. Shout out to my coach, Coach Piccolo, leading us to he's building us as a team.
Yes.
Really good.
Very good.
Also, my man, Logan Daigle.
All right. Very good. Well, listen, man, good luck to you guys tonight against St. Cloud, and I appreciate you getting up and talking to us.
All right. Thank you.
You stay safe. All right. Ray, what are you working on?
Drake. You see what he's adding to his resume now?
Drake?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard. Got that coming up right here on Johnny's House.
Kind of man you want. 106.7. Orlando.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
Florida's home for fun, sexy style. Visit Venus.com. I just hit my elbow. Oh, my God. Like right before we got on the air.
You just saw it.
It was like right in that spot, the funny bone. Anyways.
That's funny.
All right. So Drake, you know how he takes basketball really seriously.
Yes.
He is the ambassador for the Toronto Raptors.
It was kind of embarrassing to him. the way he was acting when Toronto won the championship.
Yeah, it was a little ridiculous.
It was bad. Yeah.
So, well, he kicked it courtside during the team's first preseason game on Monday, and he stepped into full broadcaster mode by joining the commentary team. So he was talking about his beloved team and how he loves them so much. He shouted out some of the players, and he said, "It was so good to be home. Everything's feeling great, looking great. So great to be around my good people." So what they're saying is that he, if he is going to be at the game, he's going to be one of the commentators.
Really?
I mean, I guess you can do what you want. You own part of it. You're the ambassador. Here's the funny thing. He's been sitting courtside of the Lakers games because that's trendy with LeBron and Carmelo Anthony and Anthony Davis. So he's been courtside. And so it's like, dude, how can you be courtside with the Lakers and a courtside with the Raptors?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Really? Come on, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, people thought it was cute that he was a little commentator, so you'll see probably more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think after, like, Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart did the commentating for
the Olympics.
Oh my gosh, I just love that so much. Yeah. They need to do more of that. I love when celebrities hop in and do commentating like
they
that.
They have Winter Olympics, what, next year?
Yeah. They might get them again.
Yeah.
All right, so Megan Thee Stallion, you see she's the latest one to have a collab with a fast food partnership basically
she's
going down.
Chicken, right?
Yep. She is Popeye's chicken and she's getting her own hot sauce. So the sauce is called Hottie and it's made with honey, cider, vinegar, and Aleppo pepper. I never even heard of that pepper.
That'll be the commercial instead of body adi.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Yeah. So you can order it with your chicken sandwich or your nuggets starting Tuesday the 19th. And she said, "I appreciate Popeye's and their commitment to empowering black women and look forward to opening Popeye's restaurant." So this is part of her like entrepreneurship that she wants to do too. She's going to open some Popeyes.
You know what's funny is that they, you know, they're doing a celebrity collab and it's working.
Yeah.
And the one they did with Tom Brady and Subway, and it's like he's in a perfume commercial.
Yeah.
And at the end, he goes, "It's like I can taste it." And they said, "Because Tom Brady doesn't eat bread."
Yeah.
But they bought him anyway.
He's one. They have a ton of celebrities doing it, and they made him look like he's talking about how good the bread is, but he don't eat bread.
In real life, he doesn't eat bread. See, but like this,
this is hers.
You gotta figure out what collab works for you. Oh my god. So, anyways, they're also gonna have some merchandise that goes along with it. They're gonna have an orange flame bikini, a long sleeve shirt that says Saucy on it.
They do work though. Those Travis Scott McDonald's.
So, but she also shared some stuff behind the scenes about WAP. I don't know why she was talking about it, but behind the scenes when they were filming WAP, they had real snakes on set. And so, like, when they started filming, the music would start. They would try to be all sexy and stuff, but they were so scared that these snakes were going to, like, do their own thing and go after them. But, yeah, so, I mean, it looks good in the music video. That'd be so scary, though.
I respect snakes, but I couldn't even think about performing with a snake.
We're getting the first glimpse of Cardi B's birthday gift. Did you see Offset?
Yes.
He bought her a mansion, $1.5 million, which obviously goes a long way in the Caribbean, because if you haven't seen this estate,
it's nice.
In the Dominican Republic, $1.5 million, 7 bedrooms, 7 baths, 8,000 square feet, 4-acre hillside right near the beach. Yeah. So it is absolutely stunning, but she just posted some pictures.
I think it's great that he upped his game, and instead of buying her another $1.5 million car, he bought her some real estate.
I
think that's beautiful.
I think that's what she said she wanted, though. She wanted something that was like she can actually make money off of, too.
Because all of them are just buying cars. Oh,
right,
like,
and they're not worth anything.
Yeah, as soon as you drive them off. All right, listen, the weather's going to change over the weekend, and we want to find out what is something you're looking forward to when it gets cooler. Brand new music from Adele. Easy on Me. Brand new music. Gotta check it out. It's kind of sad, y'all. Brand new music. Adele, Easy on Me, playing at the top of the hour throughout today. If you have ever gone through a divorce or a breakup, that is your song. And Rainey says she's going to take her music from the beginning of it to where she is now.
When she first started going through the divorce and it was falling apart, then when she got a divorce and recovered and
good.
Who she is now. And
I think it's great. I'm
excited for her.
We were talking off the air that when she decides to do her residency in Vegas, those sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Sold out. All right, 710 is Johnny's House. Looking for a high today of 88. Mostly sunny. It's 74 now. And the temperature is going to drop tomorrow night to like the mid-60s. And I want to find out, what is something that you're looking forward to doing when the temperature gets a little cooler? For me, just get up in the morning, go out, sit by my pool, and have a cup of coffee while it's still nice and cool outside. I love that. I hate when I walk outside and it stank hot already.
Yeah.
You know, it's just muggy. You sit outside, you start sweating first thing. But I'll get out there and it's still crisp. Air is still new and fresh, and just sit there and maybe listen to some Sunday morning jazz, and just, that's my thing. What can't you wait to do, Ray?
I can't wait to not crank my AC because I feel like I've been cranking it pretty hard right now. So that's going to be nice. But I also
open the windows?
Yes, I love opening the windows and just doing fall activities outside.
Yeah. Like, so you have to decorate in fall, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever we like get together with our friends, though, around this time of year, it's always outside now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything we do.
How about you, B?
I just want to eat outside. Yeah. I love eating outside. Yeah. And so I can't wait till tonight we're going to go eat outside somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be 70.
Yep. Like, no rain.
I'm like,
sit out there, eat, have some drinks, and just enjoy this Florida. Because I'm going to tell you, we had a rough little summer here. But I can say one thing. We're thankful that hurricanes, I mean, we still got another month.
Yeah, technically.
11:30 is when hurricane season is over. So we got another month, and hopefully we'll get past that one, though. So, hey, this weekend, get ready to enjoy it. There's a lot of things that are happening, and we'll tell you later on this morning some things that are happening around town. But if you can, get out and enjoy it. Now, it's going to be hot today in the first part of tomorrow, but after that, it's going to really cool down. So make sure you get out there and enjoy that. When we come back, we're going to talk to our girl. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. If you're looking for a new place to dine, we're going to talk to our girl, Susie the Foodie. We're going to talk to her next, right here on Johnny's House. Guess you moved on really easily. Friday morning, Orlando's number one hit music station. It's Johnny's House. It is 720. It's going to be 88 today, mostly sunny. And this weekend is going to be beautiful. The temperature is going to drop, and we're looking for like low 80s for the rest of the weekend. So it's time for you to get out and do some things. We need to find out where you should go. Let's talk to our girl, Susie the Foodie. Hey, Susie.
Good morning.
And how are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How was your week?
It was good. Busy, but good. I can't complain.
You sound a little tired. What you do last night?
Yeah, my allergies are just like really bad, too.
I just said that this morning.
Yep. Oh, man. That's not as exciting as you going out and staying out till late night, and now you got a little boyfriend and chilled out. Look at you.
I know. I'm growing up, man.
I know, man. Y'all cooking together, making cooking videos and stuff. Dang.
I'm too, you know.
All right, Susie, tell people where they can find you.
It's Susie the Foodie, S-O-O-Z-I-E, the Foodie.
I would love to cook the way you guys cook, man. We were talking about that yesterday. I would, you know, I put a steak on, grill it. Y'all got that butter thing, just flipping it over there.
And sometimes I cook, and then I'm like, man, I should have been videoing this.
But she's been doing cool stuff for, like, Halloween, too. Like, the pickles got, like, skull faces on it. And, like, crazy stuff.
Dang. All right, Susie, where should we dine, ma'am?
So, there is a Halloween-themed shop called, and I'm going to butcher how to pronounce it, so I'm sorry, called Prometheus. I don't know how to say it.
It sounds good to us. Go ahead.
Spell it.
It's in Prometheus.
Yeah, I think it's Prometheus. I think that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's in Winter Park. You can get butter beer and coffee, but like when you go in, everything is like creepy and Halloween themed.
That's cool.
Are you in the Halloween theme?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is like we didn't do anything like last year, you know, we kind of like lost a year of celebration and now I'm just kind of like more into it.
All right. Give us some more places, please.
Sugar Rush has these little graveyard dirt cakes, and dirt cake is like the pudding with Oreos on top, and then they have a Beetlejuice milkshake.
Beetlejuice milkshake. Ooh, what's in that one, do you know?
I have no idea. It just has like the
It sounds good.
It does sound good. It does sound good.
I do like
it. It looks really cute too. So
the dirt stuff.
It's got Sprite topped with vanilla ice cream.
What?
Oh. With berry sauce drizzle.
I bet the berry sauce is supposed to like blood.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Some other places that Susie the Foodie.
Sugar Dough is having their grand opening this weekend. They have like tiger sugar cookies. And if you're into the Halloween stuff, they have little purple cupcake creatures. They have really good biscuits, too. They're the sister concept of Light on the Sugar, and they're right across from Eastern Market.
Yeah,
Eastern
that Market. Place looks so good.
And what is it called again?
It's called Sugar Dough Bakery.
Sugar Dough Bakery.
Sugar Dough Bakery.
Okay. All right.
If you are a Gideon's Cookies fan, they have their Frankenstein cookie rack, which is like covered in rainbow M&Ms, and it's an Oreo.
You know, I still have yet to get one of those because every single time I go, it's sold out.
Yeah. That got to be a good problem to have.
I know, right?
Great problem
to
have.
Delicious.
Really?
Gideon's good.
It is. I remember somebody sent me one. I mentioned I never had one. I got one here, and I'm like, whoa, okay, I see now. Mm-hmm. I see.
The Oreo cookie one is my favorite. If you heat it up a little bit before you eat it,
Delicious.
All right, what else you got there, Susie the Foodie?
All right, and the last one, if you like charcuterie boards,
yes.
Bancotta boards. Sorry, I was choking. My allergies are like killing me.
It's okay.
Excuse me. I was choking. Forgive me.
It's all right.
It's all good.
They have these little charcuterie boards with like skeletons and hands and eyeballs, and it's just like so cute.
You know, some people like that. In food and stuff, some people go too far with it. Like it's a brain. You're supposed to scoop the Jello out of the.
Yeah,
I don't
so
like
cool.
stuff. Do you really?
What
I don't.
Was the name of it?
It is Bankada board.
Okay.
No, people love those Halloween themes and stuff, but some people are just too good at it. You know, I just ugh.
Yeah.
You know, you usually have a cake and you want the icing and you pull the head out and you eat brain. That ain't my thing. You
You're
be-
not about it.
I'm not about that at all, man.
They're beautiful, though. These pictures.
Yeah. Oh, those are really awesome. I just looked at the coffin one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is cool.
That is really cool.
Susie, you got any big plans this weekend?
My cousin is actually coming from South Florida and bringing her two kids. So
are they well behaved kids?
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good. They're older too. Well, not older, but they're like past the toddler stage, okay. So they're pretty. Good. Yeah. You know, they're at the age where you can give them an iPad and they're just chilling.
Just mind their own business. You won't even know they're there. All right. Well, listen, you have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for that. And tell people how they can reach you again, Miss Susie.
Of course. It's Susie the Foodie, SOOZIE the Foodie.
All right. Ray, you guys got anything special going on tomorrow night?
Yeah. So tomorrow we're actually giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Ritz-Carlton Pumpkin Patch.
Nice.
Yeah. So they've got like the coolest stuff over there.
And when are you guys on together?
From 6 to 8.
6 to 8 tomorrow night. Susie, thank you. Have a great weekend. Tell Amanda yours. We say hello.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Looking forward to meeting them because I think you're embarrassed of us because we never met them, but that's okay. See you, Susie.
Sure. All right. Have a good weekend.
You too, bye. Ray, have you met him?
No. I actually have not.
A little shame of us or something.
I know. Well,
yeah, I would think you would have met him by now.
No. If we have a Christmas party, I'm going to force her to bring him.
And make him bring a dish, man. Yeah. They be cooking it up, man. You got to check her out. Listen, right now they're talking about all the ships that are out there that can't get in. And I think the president said there's a port in California. They said they're going to stay open 2 more hours. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
2 hours. Man, make them stay open around the clock.
What is that going to do?
They say they need time and then
the trucks
and the traffic. If you stay open later, the traffic won't be so bad. There's no people to drive.
Yes.
I heard a story yesterday of a high school kid who was ready to go to college.
Uh-huh.
So instead, he went to truck driving school because he got offered $50,000 straight out of truck driving school because they're so short. And he's like, I'll go to college later.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to learn how to be a truck driver. I'm going to do that.
They don't have enough
He's
drivers.
He's like, maybe that'll be my career. But in the meantime, they're offering me $50,000 straight out of high school
to drive a truck.
He was
That's
on the news.
Insane.
They cannot find
they
enough drivers.
They just can't find enough people.
So they're out there. So, you know, that hard to find toy, all of them going to be hard to find. All right. We're going to talk about what is it that you're worried. What are you waiting for? What shipment are you waiting to be delivered? We're going to talk about that next on Johnny's House. Friday morning is 7:37. It is Johnny's House. It's going to be a lot of sunshine today with a high of 88. It is 74 right now. So, Ray, y'all finally got your team's jerseys in, huh?
Yes. So, yeah, it's been about the majority of the season that we've been together. We created these jerseys, came up with nicknames, numbers, all the good stuff, and they finally came in last night. I got a picture that the box had arrived, and...
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess they were stuck at, like, customs somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably on a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that. And here's a funny thing about furniture, because this was over a year ago when I ordered some things. They were back ordered.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine now to order something. You have to wait.
It's random stuff that you don't think about. There was a guy that owns a restaurant and he was talking about they get their garlic from China.
Yeah.
So random.
Oh, really?
Like, dishes that are heavy in garlic, they can't get enough garlic in. So they're it's just random stuff that you don't think of.
There was something else I saw there's going to be a shortage of. And I'll think of it here in a second because they're all on these container ships that are coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was someone, I think it might have been like, it had something to do with pizza. And there were refrigerated trucks. And they're sitting out there waiting because they cannot get in.
They talked to one of the presidents of Mattel, the toy company, and it's just random things. And they were like, well, can you just start building things here?
Yeah.
That's,
we could, but it'd take a while.
Yeah.
And then we have to you know, pay employees like you're supposed to pay them, because that's why people go overseas for cheaper labor.
That's what I was thinking, though. Like, when you mentioned garlic, I'm like, that's a great opportunity to actually support a local brand that has garlic.
Yeah. Well, I saw yesterday that if the, you get liquor that's not made locally, it's gonna there's going to be a shortage by the end of the year. And, like, I'm, like, thinking to myself, well, that's awesome. I make mine locally.
There you go.
So squeeze in there if there's a margin.
If you can't get your fancy from overseas rum, I got you. We make ours right here in Florida.
Here's what I'm trying. Here's what I'm hoping that doesn't happen, and it has something to do with, I think we were going to talk about it later, about stockpiling, is that, like gas, a couple of weeks ago when we had that fake gas shortage.
Oh, and they were putting it in garbage bags? Come on, lady.
Dumbass.
That gas shortage lasted, what, a day?
It wasn't real.
It wasn't real.
There's no such thing.
It wasn't real. I'm afraid that it's going to be an item like something like gasoline, or something like that, that people are like, I need to get it. Because it's shortage. We talk about the fish stick shortage.
Yep.
The wing shortage. Garlic shortage.
Avocado. Now there's pumpkin shortage.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkins.
This morning they said pumpkins.
Look, if people aren't smart enough to figure out that we are too reliant on other people.
Yeah.
We can make everything that they're talking about there's a shortage of here.
Yeah.
We could grow it here. We could make it. We'd have to pay people a little more than you're paying overseas. That's the price we would pay.
Yeah.
But look where we're at.
What they're saying is, and again, we'll get into this later on this morning about shortages, and Ray and I was listening to the same news story. They're telling you, okay, if you want something, get it now. If it's on the shelves, get it now. Like, they were talking about the pumpkin shortage. Now, what they have on the shelves at the same price, they didn't jack them up. They don't jack them up till they get the new shipment in. Well, someplace. Some people are like, I want to jack it up anyway. But there's like, hey, if you like pumpkins, get it off the shelf now. Because come Thanksgiving or Christmas, when you want it, those things are going to be gone. But the list of death things, like, everything's going to be gone.
Pretty much.
Everything. Are you waiting for anything to be delivered, B?
No, I'm not waiting right now. We waited on a lot of stuff before. We don't have anything currently we're waiting on, but we're not buying anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we've looked at stuff. We want to get stuff for the back, you know, the back patio, but, like, we can't do it. Actually, I take that back. We ordered a screen to be put in on our porch.
Yes. Because I remember that was a screen shortage.
Yes. As my wife saw the snake, that's it. We got to get a screen. So we ordered the screen, but it's not the screen they can't get. There's a part that's the motor, because we're getting one that's motorized, so it rolls up.
Yeah.
They can't get the mechanism. Oh, so we're waiting on that.
Goodness.
And I don't know if it's because it's on a boat somewhere or because they make it somewhere else. But I'm guarantee you, we got smart enough people here that can make them here.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the way it's going to start happening, because we're not feeling the effects of it yet. It's coming.
We're just too dependent on other people. And I get it. You know, it was fine for a while, but now look what happened.
See, I don't know if I got scammed or I'm waiting on something. Because I saw this and I got it from, I bought them off Facebook. They're called click weights. You ever seen them? It's like you put them in, and if you want more weight, you click.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And normally they go for, like, I think it was like $180, and they say one time, one day only, $80.
Oh, that's a steal.
So I bought them, and I did it through PayPal, so they didn't, you know. Man, that was a month and a half ago.
Did they send you a tracking number or like a?
Not yet. Got nothing.
Is there a did they send you like a confirmation email?
Yes, I got a confirmation email and said, okay, we got your payment. But I haven't seen, I'll guarantee it's on a boat. Listen, they've been shipping these things back shipments for years. This time, like, you know what, that shipment's shut down. And they're like, well, man, you know, I think we got that dude. And everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody else. Why are you looking at me like that, Ray? Look at the video.
I just feel bad for you. If somebody just scammed you. But
it was on Facebook.
Yeah, but you got no tracking, no nothing?
Not yet, no.
When did
you
buy
it? Huh? When did you do it?
It had to be over a month ago.
And you ain't got no nothing yet?
I got the thing that said that we received your payment and you'll be getting a tracking number soon. I ain't got no damn tracking number.
I would reply to him.
I'm going to reply to him as soon as I get out there.
Yeah, because they should have, even if it's they're having problems getting it, they should have at least.
Well, when I buy from there, the customer service there is through the roof. What happens is, in a month, or maybe today, a box that's been beat to hell. I mean, you can tell this box has been through everything, with tape all around it, will show up at my door.
Okay.
And this thing has weights in it, so I know that box is going to be beat all the crap. But I'm going to call and say, hey, what's up?
Where's my stuff, man?
Man, look, normally we stick it on the back of a shipment. This is back there, but that
I got something from China, but I think they flew it over.
Really?
Which was nice. Yeah, because I ordered something from China and I saw that it was at the Hong Kong distribution.
Yeah, yeah, I know,
and I was like, oh God, this is going to take forever. And then I saw that I just arrived to New York. So most likely they flew that, obviously. Yeah,
I would guess, but now they got to get it here.
Now I know, but like maybe they should just start flying more stuff. I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
But then we got a pilot shortage and out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Never mind.
And you can't stick heavy stuff on too much like planes. We don't have planes that big.
Here's my thing. Where are these people who aren't working? There's jobs.
I don't know.
You know what? If you want to be a pilot, you can be a pilot today.
Today.
Today. You want to be a pilot, you can be a pilot. I guarantee
I'm telling you, truck driver's the way to go, man.
You want to be a truck driver? You like driving? Career. We're talking career.
Yeah.
They don't have the truck. But anyway, we want to find out, what are you waiting for? Is there something you've ordered and you're waiting to come in? How long have you been waiting on it? What are they telling you? 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. You want to text, the XL Mobile is 41067, or you can put it up on social media so everybody can see it. What is something that you've ordered and you're waiting on? We want to find out on Johnny's House.
It's Johnny Magic.
Making us feel better about our problems
by listening to yours.
More of Johnny's House next.
This traffic center is brought to you by
Minor Law. More celebrity trash at 8 on XL 106.7.
Friday morning, it's Johnny's House, 752. How did they have 88? A lot of sunshine. Right now, it is 74. All right, a lot of people are waiting on a lot of things. You've ordered something. It should be here by now, but they got all these backup stuff going on and stuff like that. You don't know where your package is, and we want to find out, what are you waiting on, and how long have you been waiting? Hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
Laura, what are you waiting on?
Well, I had ordered something from social media like 2 years ago, and it took 2.5 months to get received. I even had emailed them and called them. Well, I didn't call them. I emailed them, and I even called my credit card company to decline the charge because it was MIA.
So 2 months later?
Doing good job.
2 months later, they got there?
Finally, yep.
What did you want?
And any time that I had, what?
What did you buy?
It was a Packers quilt. It was a really unique looking, and it was for my in-laws.
Okay. And where did you order? Did it come from China?
Of course.
He said, that price, I got to have this at that price. Yeah.
Well, it was just really unique. And, like, my in-laws are all from Wisconsin, and they're really big. It's hard to find unique, like, Packers gear or items.
Oh, it was bootleg Packers gear. You bought bootleg.
Pretty much.
Yes, you did.
It ended up being like a really nice quilt.
Listen,
like when we went there, we saw it.
How you gonna get mad? How you gonna get mad because your bootleg stuff didn't come on time?
Right, you know where that's coming from.
Hello.
2.5 months is ridiculous.
So,
but that is the mentality that we all have.
Yeah.
Is that we're willing to order, you know, a little cheaper from somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
If we're gonna do this independent thing and we're gonna start getting stuff from the United States, then we're gonna have to not go other places and
get the bootleg
and pay a little extra.
Man.
We're going to have to. I do the same thing, though.
Well, Laura, I'm glad you got your bootleg stuff. Even though it's a little late, you got it. That's what...
but anytime you buy anything on social media, just be prepared.
I know.
Not get it for, like, a crazy long time.
No, I agree. I'm just waiting for my... One day I'm going to have a beat-up box to come in, but... So I can't believe you complained because your bootleg fake illegal stuff didn't come in on time.
You're complaining that your bootleg.
Oh, God!
She said double standard.
Laura, I was not complaining. I was just making a statement that I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Sick burn.
Yeah, it was pretty good. You have a beautiful day, Laura. You too. Bye. I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
She said, look, I let you say it 3 times.
Yep.
You said that third time.
You know you can't buy no click weights for $69.95. You know that.
You got like click with a Q.
I know.
That's what you got.
See how much they cost? So I think they're called click weights.
I'll look it up.
Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you waiting to be delivered?
So we collect those little Funko Pop bobbleheads.
Okay.
And we ordered, someone took advantage of us because 2 years ago on Instagram, we ordered the Stan Lee one, you know, from Marvel Comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And my husband got the tracking information and everything, and we were tracking it, and then it just disappeared.
Oh.
And we couldn't get a hold of anybody. We couldn't get a refund. Our bank was like, no, it's been more than 30 days, and it's been 2 years now.
Oh, my goodness. I hate that. And you just assume that you know, that somebody checked them out if they're on some type of on a platform. But no, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I think someone just took advantage of his death, unfortunately, and was trying to
That's people don't care. Do not care at all.
Yeah.
At all. All right, Melissa, thank you for sharing that.
What brand did you get?
Oh, it was off brand, right?
Well, I mean, the cheapest one I see for one is $159.
For one?
But he had the one-day only sale.
Yeah, one-day only.
Right.
Both of them.
Some of them are $399.
Those
are expensive weights.
Yeah, for the set, it's $400.
Yeah, I was getting them both for $69.95.
Right, yeah, you ain't getting them.
Ray, what are they saying over there?
Yeah,
what
you might want to pick that up with PayPal,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm going to do that now because it ain't been 30 days yet.
A couple people are saying a couch. They ordered it in March, but they just got it last week.
Oh,
I waited 4 months on my couch. Johnny got scammed.
Yeah, I got scammed.
And then soccer gear.
Really?
When it comes to like soccer gear and the uniforms, they're saying it's been taking forever.
I remember waiting 3 months for a refrigerator to finally get in. B, what are they saying over there?
Let's see. XL Mower powered by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check. Call Dan Newland. Let's see. Someone said that they own a karate school and they're waiting on the uniforms. They can't get those in. They've been trying.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Sucks.
Books.
Damn.
Couches.
They're out there in that ship, just out there floating around, different ships.
This one's waiting on their iPhone 13.
Oh, no, I heard that's going to be a couple months. I heard on that one. Normally we give away Holla Scream tickets, but we're going to give them away for the rap verse karaoke. So if you're waiting for the Holla Scream tickets, you might want to get a rap verse ready. You're going to get them. Ray, what you working on?
What does Prince William think about the billionaire space race?
Ooh,
he got very vocal.
Coming up, Johnny's House.
106.7 Orlando. Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
Stop shaving today, dial #250 and say the keywords ideal image. So Prince William, he sat down speaking with a BBC newscast the same day that William Shatner made history going up to space, becoming the oldest person to go to space.
Yep.
And so they asked him, you know, just talking about everything that was going on with the billionaire space race, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And William's voice, you could just hear it in his voice that he was not impressed whatsoever.
Right.
He basically said, where is it exactly what he said? He said that we need to have the sharpest minds allocate their brains and resources to repair planet Earth. We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds to fix on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live. He even talked about how he's not impressed with like the billionaire space race and the space tourism altogether. He said that, you know, it's cool, but he's not for it whatsoever.
They're looking at Earth as that car that you've tried to fix and fix and fix and you keep putting a Band-Aid on it. Now they're like, it's time to go ahead and look out and get us a new one.
No, what they're looking at as a friend that has a beat-up car, because I feel like these people, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson, I feel like they don't live on this planet.
Well, no.
Mentally,
no.
Physically, they live on another planet.
For sure.
We cannot relate to them.
Yep. Yep.
So I feel like when you're comparing it to a beat up car.
They said Earth is a beat up car. We want that new car, Mars.
Yeah.
That's what we want,
so
Mars.
He was just like, listen, I have zero interest in taking part in space tourism. In fact, he even told them that he, you know, is a former pilot and he's been like to an altitude that was very, very high before where it looked like, you know, space was right there. And he was like, no, it's not for me whatsoever.
Guarantee if they ask him if he wanted to go for a free ride.
I don't think he would take it.
The royal family wouldn't let him go, but I think he'd go.
Yeah, I think from optics, he'd have to say no.
Yeah.
I don't think he would take it, though, because he said that he is frightened by heights like that.
Okay.
So, anyways, did you see Cher is going after the widow of her ex-husband, Sonny?
No.
Yeah, so this is crazy.
It's been years.
It's been crazy. Yeah, so basically what she is saying that his widow has been withholding royalties from Sonny and Cher's 1960s hits. So, I Got You, Babe, The Beat Goes On, those songs like that. According to legal documents, Cher has filed with a court and, you know, to go through with it to press charges. And she's suing for at least $1 million in damages and wants the judge to declare the 1978 divorce settlement, splitting up the music royalties, still enforceable.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, that when they split up, like in the 60s or 70s, whenever it was.
Because the music is still around.
It was an equal split on their music royalties. They inked a deal. It was in effect. All that good stuff.
That's one of forever deals.
Yeah, but Mary, the ex-widow,
has been keeping it. You know what? I think Cher woke up and said, wait a minute. I ain't got a royalty check in years.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So when he died, she was like, okay. You gotta give me the money.
I mean, I don't know what stations are still playing I Got You, Babe. They have stations like that around anymore?
Not really.
Maybe streaming service?
Streaming.
Yeah, they get money from that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Kesha, this is a little interesting. I don't know if you saw this. Demi Lovato is all about her extraterrestrial ET stuff.
Yep.
But Kesha is talking about the supernatural. And I guess she's going to be exploring haunted places in a Discovery Plus series called Conjuring Kesha.
Okay, keep messing around with the place.
And she says, my hope is to show the supernatural isn't just a thing of myths and fables.
Ain't nobody
said
that.
So she wants people to actually know.
Keep poking that bear.
Listen to this.
Okay, here we go.
Kesha once had sex with a ghost and wrote the song Supernatural about it.
She's told that story before.
What she did, what she said is she once had sex and the dude ghosted her. That's what she said.
No, she has talked about it on a podcast and talked about it over and over again. Her 2012 song, Supernatural, is actually about her experience that she describes as sexy time with a ghost.
Hey,
sadly,
you know who,
she never got his name.
Were you there? Was I there? I don't know. Maybe she did.
So listen, if you want to see Discovery Plus, the series Conjuring Kesha, it's coming out soon.
I don't know when. We got brand new music. Brand new music. Been waiting on this. Adele is back. His brand new music, Easy on Me. Johnny's House. Brand new music. Brand new music from Adele. Easy on Me. Gonna play at top of the hour all day long, man. I tell you, I said when I heard this song, I'm glad it didn't come out when I was in the verge of my divorce. Woo, 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 woo. It's 8:09. It's Johnny's House on a Friday morning, mostly sunny with a high of 88. It is 75 right now. We are live, just in case you didn't know. Our cameras are in, they're up, and they're running. Just go to our social media and click over and see what it is. Pretty interesting. Now, here's the thing, you guys want us to talk after, you know, when the mics are off, but we can't play the music because there's copyright infringement and they don't like that.
Well, I'm pretty sure YouTube will mute it.
Yeah.
They'll just mute the stream.
So when we're live, you can hear us and that kind of thing, but it's a lot of fun. It's fun for us to watch our mannerisms when we're on the air because when you guys call, we look at each other like, what the heck?
Well, and there's a lot of moving parts, so for me, it's still getting used to it all, so you might hear something weird. Sorry.
All right.
It's live radio.
It is time for rap verse karaoke. Everyone has a rap verse that they remember, they know it, they perform it when they're with their friends, they have a couple drinks. Sometimes you go to a karaoke place and you perform it. Now, we're going to give you an opportunity to do it live here, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Holla Scream at SeaWorld. It's happening right now at SeaWorld Orlando. Both Brian and myself have gone. It is a good time. If you like being scared and you don't know where the fear is coming from, you want this. So.
Yeah, those scare zones are crazy.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is present. All you got to do is rap for us. Now, we have a couple. Baby Got Back can't do that one anymore.
No.
What was a couple of them that they?
I don't know. I'm starting a list right now.
Right, let's start
so
the list.
Remember.
I know Baby Got Back was on them for sure.
For sure. And there's another. Oh, is it Gangsta Paradise?
Yeah, I think that might have been on there. It's been a few times.
All right. But anyway, so behind the scenes, well, if you're watching the video, you saw it. We spent the wheel, and today it landed on, boom,
woo!
Brian. So Brian's going to kick it off and show you how it's rap verse karaoke. All you got to do is sing a rap verse or perform a rap verse of your favorite song, a cappella, and we're going to hook you up and give you a night out. All right, Brian, what will you be performing?
Luckily, I don't have to go a cappella because the technology allows me to not be. And it's the first time in front of the camera, so it's a little nerve-wracking.
Right.
I'm doing old school Eazy-E.
All right.
And I had to listen to make sure there's no curse words in it.
And there are not.
But I'm pretty sure there's not. So.
All right, here we go.
I'm not sure if it starts off cold or not. We'll find out.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I got to get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind.
Say what?
Young on the path throwing up gang signs.
Say what?
Went in the house, grabbed my clip. With my Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and I pointed my weapon.
Say what?
Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. I jumped in the fold, hit the juice of my ride.
Go ahead.
Got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play.
Say what?
Pumping new buying WA. It was gangsta at the top of the list. Then I played my old. It went something
like
this. What? Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Doing what?
Jocking it.
And what?
Slapping up. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. Car pulls up, who can it be?
Who?
A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G.
Say what?
He rolled down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA.
There
I can do this all day.
There you go. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. Now is your time. Now, if you didn't see the video, Woo, you need to watch it. Camera's up and they're running.
I actually like doing it with the camera.
I feel like
you got more into it.
I feel like it's more karaoke-ish.
All right, now it's your turn. Rap song that you've always known. You've known the lyrics. You're going to do it a cappella. You call us up. You sit back and you do your best. And one of you are going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Holla Scream at SeaWorld. This is a good time. You want it. But it's time for you to shine. 407-919-1067. 877-919-1067. You always wanted to do it. Now it's your time to call in. Rap versus karaoke. We're going to hear your flow next on Johnny's House.
Blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch.
Friday morning is 8:22. It is Johnny's House. Weather's going to be really nice this weekend. I'm not expecting any rain. A lot of sunshine today with 88 is the high. Not talking about a heat index. Right now, it is 74. All right. We like to call this rap verse karaoke. That's where you come up with your rap lyrics. You know the song. Give you an opportunity to perform it on the radio. And if you win today, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Holla Scream SeaWorld. I'm about to cough here. Holla Scream SeaWorld. But first, you must perform your song. First contestant, hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, this is Rap Verse Karaoke. What is your rap song?
It's going to be Big Papa
you,
and Biggie.
You're going to sing some Biggie?
Yes, I'm going to try.
Okay, all right. Well, you go ahead and start when you kick in. And, you know, you might have some hype men in the back. You don't know. But you ready? Let it flow.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? Back of the clubs have been my wet as well, you'll find me. Back of the club, I can hose my crews behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit, because one of these honey thing you got to creep with.
All right, look at you!
Yeah.
Yes, it's Biggie. Oh, I'm a number one.
Good job.
Little double
bump. Thank you.
Good job. You flow that.
That was good.
All right. But you hold.
I love that song.
You hold on because there's somebody else that wants to sing or wants to rap some Biggie. Jocelyn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are awesome. How are you? Welcome to Rap Verse Karaoke. What is the song you'll be performing today?
I will be singing Juicy by Notorious B.I.G.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. I tell you what, we're going to step back and let you do you, okay? You ready? Whenever you're ready, you go ahead and start.
Okay. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rep attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoke bamboo, sipping on pipe stop. Wait back when I had a red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard. You never thought the hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I run tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? For dinner.
That's okay. Whoa!
I love it.
Funk Master Flex, love Buzz Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call the Crip, same number, same hood.
It's all good.
You want to know why? Because if you don't know, now you know.
Hey! Woo! Yeah.
Great.
She was really good. I like the New York, the little New York accent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 You know what I'm saying? It was all a dream. Good job.
That was good.
That was. All right. Let's go with contestant number three, Desiree. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Are you ready to flow?
I am.
And what? All these women sound like they're ready to go to like a PTA meeting. Next thing you know, they're spitting out lyrics.
I have work at 8:30, so I got
okay. Okay, I got you. I got you. Okay. What will you be rapping today on Rap Verse Karaoke?
Dr. Dre.
Forgot about Dre. Baby, you can't say that on the radio.
The worst part is I can't dump that on the stream.
Oh my! Oh my goodness! You can't cuss on the radio like that,
especially the F word.
Oh my goodness, she rolled that! Wow,
that was like the fourth word. If it were up to me, yep. Seventh words, curse.
Wow. Okay. Well, people, if you're on the stream, you heard it. No, we can do it.
Yeah, I can't. I can't dump the stream.
Well,
if it were up to me, y'all stop coming up to me with your hands out looking for something to free. I can't. That's the only curse word in the whole thing, too. Wow. You couldn't skip over that.
Well, I guess we have two contestants.
Well.
I appreciate the rawness.
Desiree, I know you were late for work and you ready to get your flow in, but you know we can't curse like that on the radio.
Yeah.
Got kids going to school right now. Okay. All right. Is it contestant number one, Big Papa, Sarah, or Jocelyn Juicy by Notorious B.I.G.? Ray!
They're both really good.
They're both pretty good.
I think I'm going to have to go with Jocelyn.
Jocelyn with a juicy. B!
See, I was going Big Papa.
Okay. And I was going Forget About Dre.
on the strength of those six words.
Absolutely. So on the XL Mobile, is it Big Papa by Sarah or is it Jocelyn Juicy? 41067. Which one do you think is the best? And again, if you were, you know, if you were listening on the stream, ain't nothing we can do. Ain't nothing we can do about that. Who do you think is a contestant? Two or three? 41067. Get those in so we can get us a winner. And we will hook them up with a pair of tickets to Holla Scream at SeaWorld. All right, let me see. I'm gonna talk to Jocelyn real quick. See if she's still there. Hey, Jocelyn.
I turned them all down. So okay.
Desiree, her name's Desiree.
Oh, Desiree. Desiree.
Yes.
You know you can't cuss like that on the radio, right?
I'm so sorry. I really did practice without cussing.
And then you just got caught up in it. I know.
You got caught up in the moment.
I got you.
I tell you what.
I tell you what. Kept it going.
Next week, you call back and try again. Will you do that?
I will.
Next week, you do that. And you have a wonderful day at work. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I practiced without cussing, but hey, we'll see what the people are saying here on the XL. Big Papa,
the
Juicy.
The stream says Juicy.
Juicy.
So people watching on the YouTube says Juicy.
Juicy. Yeah. All right, well, let's go with that. Congratulations, you win. I got yourself a pair of tickets to Holla Scream at SeaWorld. All right, the Talent Hour continues. When we come back, it's time for Poetry Slam. That's where all you poets and spoken word writers give you an opportunity to shine on a Friday. This is what we do. We find the talent and bring it out. All we ask is to keep it clean. I know sometimes you get caught up in it and you feel like that she had morphed into Eminem. She felt it.
Yeah.
And wanted to let that flow, but we can't let that if you want to play. All right. So anyway, what'll happen is we'll come back. We'll tell you the topic. You have 8 minutes or so to write some original poetry. And if you do, you will win. We'll tell you what the prize is and the topic when we come back. Poetry Slam next on Johnny's House.
Morgan and Morgan.
Okay, Google. Play XL 106.7 on iHeartRadio.
A38, Orlando's number one hit music station. It's XL 106.7. Friday morning, this is Johnny's House. A lot of sunshine today with the high of 88. Right now, it is 75. There's a lot of stuff going on. Orange, Brevard, schools, districts, school boards saying you got to wear masks. And the governor said you wear masks. I ain't giving y'all no money. And
wow.
I saw some school board member saying, you know, I was against it, you know, but then I ain't going to get my money.
Right. I'm going to get what? No paycheck. Hold
on. Listen, we joke about everything, but it's a serious matter. At this point in the game, either you're going to let your kids wear one or they're not. Schools, I don't know what's going on.
I got to be honest. The kids don't care. I asked his friends, and they just don't care.
Yeah.
It's the parents that are trying to make a point.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And I don't think it's fair to call parents domestic terrorists because they're you know, saying what they got to say.
How did that happen? When I mean, I heard about it. I'm like, well, where did that come from?
It's because whatever they can do.
Is it the ones that are acting up in the okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's so you could, you know, press more punishment against them. And it just sounds scarier on TV.
It does.
Domestic terrorists.
Imagine that for the child, too. Like, my parent got in trouble for being a domestic terrorist.
Right.
Like,
domestic terrorist?
We didn't even call, like, the people that are looting and rioting domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Domestic. But we're going to call a parent domestic terrorist.
It's craziness right now.
But y'all shouldn't be fighting at school board meetings. That's stupid.
Oh, that is. Yeah, it is insane. But, yeah, you don't know what to do. You know, but this stuff is starting to go down right now. Also, we are live. Our studio is now. The cameras we've been talking about for years and years are finally here. We're so excited about it. And you can watch it. Just go to our social media. And if you go straight to the YouTube page, we are communicating back and forth on that one. We would go live when we get off the mic, but we're going to be writing poetry during this one. So sometimes if you watch, there's background music playing. That's because if not, you're going to hear commercials and music, and then we'll get flagged, and they got to shut it down and all that good stuff. So if you want to watch us live, and a lot of you did, yesterday, Yeah, it's kind of weird. Somebody says it's like voyeurism.
Yeah.
That's fine. You want to look at us? Hello. How you doing? We've been wanting this for a while. You see, right now you can see Ray eating stale popcorn.
Yep.
You can see Brian devour. What was that you devoured a minute ago?
It was Cheetos.
Goodness.
I only got like 4.5 minutes to try to finish them because the break has ended. I had to go wash the cheese off my fingers.
And I know you see us behind the scenes laughing and joking, but we do that to keep the mood loose so when we go on the air. But no, we cannot air that. No. Cannot do that. But anyway, if you want to watch it, it is on. It's going to be on every single day. So make it a habit of watching it. If you can't watch it live, watch it later on because it's going to be archived. And it's a lot of stuff that goes on. And you can see exactly what we do behind the scene. Okay? Now it is time for Poetry Slam. That's where we give you an opportunity to shine, to give that talent that you have. Sometimes people don't give you the recognition that you deserve. And we try to make sure you get it on this show. So what we're going to do is get you poets, spoken word writers to see what you can come up with. And if you get it right today, going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to the Haunted Road, a drive-through Halloween experience. If you like that. The topic today will be being scared.
Oh.
Because it's Halloween. Do you like being scared? You don't like it? What scares you? You see all those angles you can take with that? Scary clothes, scary look, scary monsters. Whatever's scaring you.
You bubble from Forrest Gump. Shrimp gumbo, shrimp kebab, shrimp look, burger. Man,
when the mind is flowing, it just all comes out. There's no stop.
Scampi.
So if you like to get in, you can't write. A lot of people do that. So a lot of people, it's amazing that they can write some. Was it last week? That lady was amazing.
Yeah, she was.
And she said it came right off the
dome.
It was
like freestyle.
Yeah.
All right. 407-919-1067. 877-919-1067. Scared, being scared, whatever it is. Original poetry. We're going to scare you with a pair of tickets to the Haunted Road, a drive-through Halloween experience. We're going to do ours first. Then you can do yours. 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. If you can put it together, you can write it. You call it in right now and participate, and one of you will win. It's the Poetry Slam right here on Johnny's House.
Hey, Johnny. Hi, I'm Johnny.
A53 Orlando's number one hit music station. It's XL 106.7. It is Johnny's House. It's gonna be nice today, and the weather's gonna drop over the weekend. High today of 88, and it's gonna be sunny. And right now it is 75. Welcome to Johnny's Coffee House. Time for Poetry Slam, where all you poets, spoken word writers, give you an opportunity to shine on the biggest stage of all. Please turn our mic off, please, lady. It's in the back. Professional stuff.
Deep breathing.
We do have 3-for-1 Yoho rum.
Oh, yeah.
Specials. Now, each shot, each drink is $42.95, but we're giving y'all 3-for-1.
Dang.
3-for-1. We got to make a little money in here.
The bar's up charging y'all.
Big time.
You can come see me outside. I get your bottle for way less.
There'll be no selling alcohol outside the perimeter. Now, we picked a topic today. And the topic is scary, scared, being scared, or any variation of that. I'm going to give you some tickets so you can check out the Haunted Road, a drive-through Halloween experience. Sitting up on stage already, I'll go first. Original poetry. Can you turn that person's mic off for me?
She's really not happy this week. I don't know why.
It's funny we got the cameras up so you can see how nervous Ray gets during this. Here we go. I don't like being scared. Jumping at me, screaming, I think that's weird. I consider myself a real manly man. Run at me, I already have a plan.
Oh.
Push you in front of what I think is a threat. Or whatever you say, you do that to me, I bet. Then I run away as fast as I can. Look back, damn, the monster got you. Sorry, my man.
So you basically would shove somebody in front of pretty a serial killer.
I expected some version of player, player in there, but... Hey, I don't critique.
The name of the poetry is Player Player.
Gotcha.
Let's find out who else wants to perform on the biggest stage ever. E2, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up?
What's up? You are now live at Johnny's Coffee House. We haven't given you the mic yet. All right, here you go. The topic is scared, being scared. What do you got? Are you ready to hit the stage?
I think I am. It's going to be hard coming following you, buddy.
I know. I definitely push you in front of that monster. I hope you know it ain't nothing personal.
No.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I have the words to say how scared I am today. Nay, I say, because bills still come my way. For all day I sit and pray that these things I don't have to pay. So till kingdom come, I shall just run away, way. And poor I shall stay. Amen.
What does that have to do with...
He said amen? Was he praying?
What does it got to do with being scared?
Know.
Are you scared to pay your bills?
Yes, I am. Every goddamn day I want to check the mail.
We're going to put you on hold.
There was some like Dracula vibes in there or something.
He said amen at the end, though.
Amen. It's like... Shouldn't worry about that performance, young lady, because it's your time to shine. Hitting the stage right now.
I hate this.
Johnny's Coffee House. Turn
on
my girl. She's by way of New York. She has two names today. It's Sandra Ray.
It's a whack ass topic. I'm just kidding. Okay.
That's okay.
Do you like being scared? That's something that we share. I like being scared, but not if I'm unprepared. Sometimes I think someone's trying to kill me. No, for real, I'm a paranoid person, as one can be. I check behind the shower curtain because someone not being there is uncertain. I check under my car while holding a crowbar. I really do like being scared, but only if I'm prepared.
Prepared to be scared.
I couldn't take it seriously
prepared.
With the cameras.
Prepared.
Get the up. Cameras are throwing me off.
Get off the stage.
Don't look at them.
We got a real performer in here right now.
What if the news people did that because they had cameras?
Really? All right.
Are they doing poetry about being scared?
Our next performer on the stage. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to perform?
I certainly am.
All right.
This poem is called Adult Scaries.
Adult Scary. We're going to step back. Go ahead.
Oh.
Don't cuss.
Car payments, house loans, telephone bills. They give me the goosebumps. They give me the chills. Make an appointment over the phone. All you'll get from me is a dial tone. Laundry, grocery shopping, picking up my kids' crap. I solved my adult scaries with an adult nap.
Oh, yes, adult nap, yes.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Got it.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yes, so we're going to put you on hold. Thank you. That was beautiful. Beautifully written. All right, coming in last. And he said he's changing up his style. From Bo Key, it's BG.
I'm going to use my scary voice today.
Oh.
Okay.
Because it's a poem about being scared.
Okay.
Scary movie. Freddie, Michael, and Jason, they're always chasing dumb people that can't get away. White dudes investigate that strange sound, then get knocked to the ground. Why don't your dumb ass just run away?
Talking about it's deep right there. Let that marinate. All right, we got the two performers on the stage. We need to go ahead and find a winner. Number one was E2 about being adult, and Nicole about paying some bills. Ray, can we get your vote in today, please?
I'm going to go with...
Either one is equally.
E2.
E2, B.
I'm going to go with the other one, so you got to decide.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get them one ticket apiece. I like Nicole. Nicole, congratulations. You are the winner. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to Haunted Road, a drive-through Halloween experience. E2, next week you call and come by the Poetry Slam once again. We're rigid in poetry. as bad as it is, hits the air on Johnny's House.
What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
What's up, everybody? This is Justin Bieber.
This is Dua Lipa.
Now, the Johnny's House Entertainment News with Ray.
All right, so I don't know if you guys saw former President Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
he has been hospitalized.
Oh, this morning.
It's very, very crazy, but he's currently in ICU.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how bad he is right now. What they're saying is that the former president currently receiving antibiotics and fluids through an IV, but he is, you know, he's 75 years old, and they said that he's being cared for because he had a UTI.
Yeah.
And then after 2 days, you know, after a treatment and all that stuff, his white blood cell count is like was trending downwards.
Mm-hmm.
And no. Now it's trending downwards because of the antibiotics.
Yeah,
so usually when you start
system.
Getting better. But yeah, mm-hmm. his UTI got so bad that it was in his blood system.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And so he had like an infection in his bloodstream. And mm-hmm. so the doctors insist that he is going to be okay. And it has nothing to do with COVID-19. So if you didn't see that he was hospitalized, that has nothing to
do with
it.
That's the first thing that
pops in your head. But yeah, this is crazy because he said that he was like at a California fundraiser and all of a sudden he started feeling ill. And so he like went to the hospital and then that's when they realized like, oh gosh, you really got something going on here.
He's been there for a couple days.
Yeah, so it is Friday, and we do have new movies.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween Kills.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
So excited.
You going this weekend? You going to check it out?
Yeah, I'm going to either go this weekend, or I'm going to break down and sign up for Peacock so I can watch it at home.
Oh, it's on Peacock?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that.
That's what the promotion said.
Oh, wow. I wonder why they did that.
I'll buy you lunch if you give me your password if you sign up.
Well, I think that if you let me do a free trial, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, true. Do they do that?
I don't know.
Okay, so Probably not. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. And mm-hmm. I was saying this yesterday, like, Jamie Lee Curtis is a hot woman. Like,
yeah.
She looks good.
She looks crushed.
But she made her, or they made her look so old in this movie, which, I mean, she's supposed to be because.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she was 18 in 1968, I believe, or 63.
Yeah. When it was supposed to take place.
When it really originally took place. So.
Yeah, and I told you that the person that's playing Michael Myers, he took that gig like to like
yes.
the real deal.
Oh, yeah. He wanted
he was
to know
living
what, like,
with
oh,
a
yeah.
hitman. He went to a psych ward to see like these people that actually killed people.
Mm-hmm.
So he took it seriously. Also, the last duel that is with Matt Damon.
It's one of those period pieces from back in, you know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. So that's a new one.
It's going to be one or two. Well,
it did
I think
good at a film festival, I think. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so also John Legend was opening up to GQ and he was talking about his outfits and everything and why he's happy to not dress in Balenciaga and like Yeezys and all that stuff because he's actually very conscious about how he looks and like constantly he wants to make sure that like his outfits look good. But he said that there's so many times where there's people that are like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? And he's just like, oh, no, he doesn't really like explain what he's wearing because he doesn't really care. He just puts an outfit on. But he's a good-looking dude, so.
Do you think that trend is still going on, what you're wearing?
I don't know.
Because all those fashion shows have pretty much gone away.
I think they do, but they just don't critique anymore.
Okay.
They want you to give credit to whoever you're wearing.
But
they don't really care what it is.
Yeah. So. But he was also saying that, like, he cares as much as, like, when he's on stage presenting or performing or whatever. That's how much he cares when he goes to the grocery store. Like, he cares about his look. He's very conscious about it, but he doesn't care what brand it is.
Yeah, because this thing is like, I got to go to the grocery store. Oh, I got to match up, you know, these designers.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all got.
But I mean, he's got like a very classic style, you know. He gets things tailored still and all that stuff. But I like it. So there are some classic horror films that you're probably going to start watching because Halloween is right around the corner.
Go ahead and list them.
Night of the Living Dead.
Seen that one.
Never
okay.
seen it.
That's black and white.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen that one. Mm-hmm. So, but what they're saying is that these are actually movies with locations that you can go and visit.
Oh, okay.
So Night of the Living Dead. Evans City in Pennsylvania. You can go to the cemetery. The Exorcist.
Oh, no.
Steps that the father, Damien, falls down in Washington, D.C. You can go and see those.
No desire.
Halloween, the Myers House.
I wouldn't mind driving by that.
I'd go to that. I wouldn't like sleep in it or anything.
Yeah,
but it'd be cool.
See it,
South Pasadena, California is where that is located.
Okay.
The gas station in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Nope.
It's in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crystal Lake Diner from the 1980 Friday the 13th. It's actually called Blairstown Diner. In Blairstown, New Jersey.
I wouldn't want to eat there, but if it was in the area, I'd drive by.
Yeah. Also, I thought that the Blair Witch Project was filmed here, but it was UCF students.
Yeah, students did it.
And it was filmed in Seneca Creek State in Maryland.
Mm.
So
I know, the wooded area. It could have been.
I thought it was here because it was UCF students. I figured, hey, yeah. They probably found some woods.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. If you're looking for some things to do, Ray's going to come back and tell us what's up around Central Florida when we come back on Johnny's House. Brand new music. We got brand new music. Been playing it all morning long. This is brand new music from Adele, Easy on Me. You got to check it out. Brand new music, Adele, Johnny's House. Brand new music from Adele, playing at the top of the hour all morning, all day long. That's Easy on Me. And Ray was saying earlier that her album is going to take you through the journey of breaking up, getting better, and then celebrating getting over it. So if you're going through some emotional stuff and you like that sad stuff, you might want to check out that new Adele. They put a date. I think it was November 12th.
I think it's the 19th.
The 9th of November? It might be.
I think it's November 19th.
All right, we'll check that out for you. It's 9:09 on a day where it's going to be really, really nice. It's going to start cooling down a little bit. It's going to be mostly sunny, a slight breeze, the high today of 88. Right now, it is 76. All right, well, there's a lot of stuff going on. Ray, what is going on around this beautiful city this weekend?
Yes, so Biketoberfest is back in Daytona Beach. So thousands and thousands of bikers are going to be around area. So watch the streets, watch for bikers. But there's tons of activities out there. I mean, from mud wrestling, to just like chilling with vendors that have to do with motorcycles. So that's all weekend.
I think they do the coleslaw. Wrestling.
Oh, the coleslaw wrestling.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So all weekend long as well, Immerse Orlando is back.
It's downtown. I heard about that. Yes. Please explain.
It's pretty cool. I've been once before.
You've been one?
Yeah.
The coolest thing I feel like Orlando does. One of these coolest things that we do every single year now. But it's like hundreds of artists and live performers fill the city streets. So like they block some of the streets off so the performances can go down and all that stuff. But they fill the streets with like interactive art with large scale like installations and like breathtaking performances. Okay. They have like people that do fire tricks and like it's just
and they just roam
insane.
In the street.
Okay. Yeah. So they're roaming the streets or they're like set up in a certain area. Mm-hmm. But there's gonna be a lot of people like if you like social media, like Instagram, taking pictures and all that stuff. This is a great event for you to go out to. Crooked Can, they're doing their 7th annual Crooked Can Oktoberfest. This is all weekend long as well. They're going to have a beer garden, family fun, live entertainment, plus the insanely popular Oktoberfest Wiener Dog Race.
So if you have a wiener dog, you're going to run them.
I guess so. And the cause, it goes to Cause for Paws Rescue. So it's all for a great cause.
And the weather is going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yep. The Central Florida Air and Space Show is also this weekend. That is at the Sanford International Airport Saturday and Sunday. Over in Winter Springs, they're having their Festival of Arts kicking off at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. It is free family fun event, award-winning artists all over. There's like hundreds of them that are going to be out there. Craft drinks, music, all that good stuff. And then on top of that, we have the 23rd annual Step Up for Down Syndrome Walk. Mm-hmm. So this is a huge walk for Down Syndrome Association of Central Florida. This is where they get most of their funding.
This is important,
for programs and resources for everybody here in Central Florida. So that is at Lake Eola on Saturday, kicking off around 8.
What can you get all that, Miss?
It is going to be on the Johnny's House Live blog.
All right, listen. Is there anything that you're stocking up on right now? There's a shortage. They say there's going to be a shortage of everything. We heard this morning, if you like pumpkin in a can, you need to start buying it because around Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's not going to be there. What is something that you're stocking up on right now because you've heard about some type of shortage? 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. We'll get into that when we get back on Johnny's House.
Former insurance company attorney on your side.
Yo, it's Lil Nas X. Where the music at?
Check this out.
XL 106.7.
920 Orlando's number one hit music station is Johnny's House. 88 is our high. A lot of sunshine. It is 77 right now. All right, there's a shortage on almost what they're saying. Now, I haven't seen it. Now, I have seen prices go through the roof like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, really? It's like that? So we want to find out what are some things that you've heard there's going to be a shortage. Now, actually, they say it's going to be a shortage in everything. But is there one thing that sticks out in your mind that you're like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and rack up on some things. You got anything that you've been?
No, I mean, I have a friend who is stockpiling everything.
Oh, really?
Like, I mean, they are dead set that we're going to have some sort of problem where everything's stopping down and they're going to be fine. And I'm like, I don't know. We're not really stockpiling anything, though.
For me, bacon.
I can't afford to stockpile bacon no more.
Oh, no, I got it. You remember we talked about it, was it a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
That's when I got it.
Price done went up too much.
Woo! Pack of bacon, $8.
I'm mad that when we let our butcher box lapse and we had free bacon.
Oh, really?
And because we moved, we let it and we were going to restart it and they didn't have the free bacon. I'd be getting free bacon for life.
Bacon is through the roof. It is through the roof.
I was turning it on.
Oh, you got it. We're good. All right. So it's through the roof. So, Ray, you stockpiling anything?
No.
No?
Mm-mm, no.
You just don't care.
No, I just
so
don't
when it happens, you just go starve.
I just don't believe the majority of the hype.
Out.
No, I
Everything,
don't. I know. I'll be fine.
Nothing on the shelves. See what happens?
I'll be fine.
See what's going to happen? It's like it was when the booty paper ran out. We're going to be sending people there doing the show to get what we need.
I know, because we're here and we can't.
I feel like it's not at a point right now, though, where our necessities and what we need to live off of is going to be just poof, disappear.
Here's the thing. I've been watching it, and they're throwing a lot of things out there that's going to be, you know, do some shopping, the things that you want, they won't be here. But no one has made a mad dash on anything.
No.
It's like they're sitting back. It's like a game of double dutch. They're just sitting back waiting. I just think people are just waiting. It's like, oh, there's starting to be a something shorty. Boom! They're going to go get it. But right now, people are just kind of like, just kind of waiting.
Yeah. But I feel like the timing of these shortages are always like, all right. Yeah. The hype to get the avocados around Super Bowl season.
Right.
To get your guacamole.
Pumpkins.
Or what was it? Wings.
Here's the thing.
The wing shortage around Super Bowl.
Here's the thing, though. I think it might have been like that in the past. I just think now is they don't have anybody to work. They don't have anybody to transport it. They don't have the ports to get them in. They have, like, before they just said it was a shortage because of the weather crop that happened last spring.
Yeah.
But now they got straight up data like, listen, we got wings. They're in the trucks. They're refrigerated. We have nobody to drive the trucks the way you are. So, blah, blah, blah. So, there's a reason behind there's going to be a shortage on these things. As soon as we talked about the bacon, I got bacon. I got sausage, too, but it's just not the same. You got to have some crispy.
Yeah, I don't like sausage. Bacon. You got to have bacon.
The links are the patties.
Patties. I'm a patty guy.
Ooh, I like the links.
Really? I'm a patty kind of guy. You can make a smash patty out of it.
Yeah.
All of it's horrible for you.
Yeah,
all right.
Someone on the mobile said they're doing Cocoa Krispies. They got 15 boxes.
You went to the Super Bowl, 15 boxes.
And listen. Paper plates. Someone said they bought as many paper plates as they could.
Really?
Like, I don't know why.
I mean,
you'll always use them. Yeah.
I know about, what was it,
Cocoa Krispies.
You know why? The Kellogg, mentioned the strike. And, okay. Because I was wondering why. Yeah, there's going to be. If that's your cereal, if that's your thing, if that's what gets you going every day, then you get what you can. Somebody said beer. There ain't going to be no shortage. I have not heard of a shortage in beer.
No.
The hops and barleys are getting where they need to go.
And like we said earlier, if you do run out of beer, there's tons of local ones that you could find. So you could get local beers and be just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, but I heard this. There's a shortage in aluminum cans.
That is true.
Yes.
You can't find the cans to put the beer in.
That's fine. Put it in glass.
Right. Or go to get growlers like a Crooked Can. You can get those refilled.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Or switch to rum. There's a store all over Central Florida got
all
delicious
over.
Rum. Yeah.
Delicious rum.
Made right here in Orlando.
Orlando's own pride.
Just saying.
Right here if you're the shortage on that. All right. It is time to play the list. That's what Brian has gone through the deep dark web. You're not even seeing
it. I know. That's why I'm saying your mic isn't on. They can't hear you on the stream.
Because I'm concerned about making sure the radio part works right.
I know.
Sorry, stream, but you're second class.
Hey, look. It's only been on 2 days.
We're trying to figure it out.
Well, I had to take myself out to do a commercial.
No, I know.
And then I didn't put myself
back.
All right. Or I want you guys to just not know what I said.
And just be talking. All right, listen. It is time to play the list. Brian has gone through the deep, dark web. Only he has the answer. We play two ways. Who can get closer to number one? Ain't much bragging rights in here for me.
Nope, not at all.
But then you play closer to number one. You win today. We're going to hook you up. Food sampling wristbands for Taste Orlando. It's going to be happening at Waterford Lakes. It's going to be Saturday, October 30th, 3 until 7 p.m. I don't even know what to bet. I got 1 point or I have no points?
You have 1 point.
I have 1 point.
Detroit has 18 points, and I have 16.
I don't even know. I don't even know what can I don't know what
Detroit has 18?
Yeah. She got like 5 points last week or something.
Right. I wasn't here.
No.
Yeah, I missed it. Whoever got we did something like whoever got it, whoever won got like 3 or 4 points.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And she won. And Ray's list was it wasn't.
I had a lot of people that said that my list was actually good. Top 90 phrases or slang terms.
Of the 90.
And do you know what the top one was? Whatever.
Whatever.
Or loser.
Well, I missed mine. I said
or
bling.
All that and a
I
bag of
bling,
chips.
And they said no, bling was 90. Yeah, it was all of that. Anyway.
Detroit said whack. And she
here's the funny thing. This is what she said. She goes, I have no idea. This whole thing is whack, so I'm going to say whack.
And she won.
She won. Huh?
I mean, your own friend said it was whack, though.
Yeah.
Well, you can shove your thoughts up your...
Hey, how about 3 for 1?
Three for one what?
If I win, I get 3 points. You win, you get three.
I'll bet you 17 of Detroit's points.
Oh, man.
I do not.
She'll come here and lose her mind. Three for one.
You know I don't care about points. It's money you got to bring to the table.
How about this? How about this? If you win, I'll bring in 3 bags of your favorite popcorn. I will find it, and I'll bring it in. If I win, I get 3 points. That's the only way I can do it.
Three of hers or just three?
Three. I want 3 points and I'll bring... Okay, if I win, I want 3 points. If I lose, you get 3 points and I'll bring in...
Oh,
you're giving her 3 points too?
Yeah, whoever wins gets the three.
Oh, okay, geez. And I get popcorn?
Yeah.
Okay. All you got to do is win.
Yeah. All you got to do is win.
And then if I lose and you win, you get 3 points.
That's all.
Look, you don't want any like Cracker Jacks or anything?
No, I just want the points.
He's just trying to get out of it.
I'm just trying to get in. I'm at 1 point. Y'all damn near close to 20.
Right, the game ends in about 5 weeks.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's
exactly.
True.
So you need to get as much as you can to wager.
And it has to be enough that they won't go, you know what I'm saying? So I'm giving stuff away. I'm just trying to get in the game.
Yeah.
Are you cool with that?
What do we do?
If I win, I get 3 points, period. If I win, I get 3 points. Okay. You win, you get the 3 points, and I got to find...
Three
bags of popcorn.
And we're going to hide them so somebody doesn't steal them.
It's yours, Ray. You do whatever you want to.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
If you want to play and you want the wristbands for a Taste of Orlando, 407-919-1067, 877-919-1067. Let's get together. Let's play the list next right here on Johnny's House. The weather's getting cool over the weekend. I don't know about you, but I sleep better when the weather's cooler. And the last thing... Johnny's House. Look for a beautiful weekend. Sunny skies today with a high of 88. It's 76 right now. It is time for the list. That's what Brian has gone through, the deep dark web. Only he has the answer. We're trying to get closest to number one. And the bet today is I just want 3 points. And if I lose, Ray gets 3 points and 3 bags of popcorn, Indiana. I've never heard of this. You can just get some.
It's the sweet and salty kettle, and it's got to be that kind.
Okay. That's if you win.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get back in the game. Like Brian said, we got like 5-6 weeks left. I'm just trying to get in. That's all I'm trying to do is get in. All right. Brian, if you will. Now, some answers are obvious. That's because the listeners are possibly taking it. And if they win, they're going to get a pair of tickets. Food sampling, wristbands, Taste of Orlando, Waterford Lakes. Going to be Saturday, October 30th. Spent the wheel behind the scenes. And if you got your live camera, you probably saw it. And I am going first. So, Brian, if you will, sir.
Okay, today's list, because it is the Halloween month, it's the official Halloween candy power ranking. The difference with this list, I'm just giving you all the information, is they factor in tradability of the candy. So some candies that aren't as good as others that you might think, but kids love to trade, might be a little higher on this list than you would normally think. Okay. I'm just giving you all the information.
That's all I need. I'm ready.
It's not meant to confuse or anything like that.
Tradability. Power ranking. I'm going to go with Kit Kats.
Kit Kat.
Ooh, I love me a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, you say?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is number two.
Yeah, boy, I'm back. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm kind of sad because there'll be no popcorn.
Doesn't matter what you say because you lost. So we're not even going to take yours. We're going
3 points.
We're not even going to get yours because you're a loser.
You're so rude.
Doesn't matter. Does it matter?
You're
no,
rude.
Does not matter.
That is terrible.
Go ahead. What
terrible.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Twix.
Nice.
The left or the right? I'm just kidding.
Freaking Twix.
That was a nice guess.
Twix is number four. I think nice it guess. Should be yeah, ahead yeah. of Kit Kat, honestly, if it's me.
Oh,
the tradability on the Twix is what brought it down. It's only got a 10 for tradability.
Really? Man.
Okay, so now
nice job. So now you got 4. Whoop-de-doo. And no snack.
No, I'm going to go this weekend. I'm going to get some snacks because I hadn't really added to the snack pile. So I'm going to bring some in on Monday. All right, let's find out you, the listeners. I ain't had a victory in 3 months.
Yeah, that's great. You needed that.
I do. I do. I've gone to the. I'm gonna just have to do well in the round of champions that we do in December. That's the only way I can do this.
Yeah, but you need the many points as you can to bet because like right now you got 4. The best you could do is 8.
8.
She just has to bet none.
None until I catch up. Okay.
So you need enough points where you force her to bet something.
All right, let's go with you and find out who's closest to number one. Maurice, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let me get this right. What is the best Halloween candy according to Power Ranking? Is that correct, B?
Yes.
All right, what is your guess, sir?
I'm going to say a blow pop.
A blow pop, Brian.
Yeah. I like blow pop.
I think everybody does.
I love them, yeah.
But shockingly, not on the list.
Not on the list, man. Nobody wants to trade them. Those, you know why? Because you want to keep them yourself.
The only pop is Tootsie.
Tootsie? Ooh,
which I don't
I
like.
I love Tootsie Pop.
No.
No, Tootsie.
No. Oh, you Tootsie Roll or Tootsie? Oh, Tootsie,
Tootsie
Pop.
Tootsie Pop.
Oh.
I love Tootsie, which is disgusting.
Yeah. All right, sorry, man. You didn't get in.
All
right. We usually say goodbye at this point.
Oh, goodbye.
Have a good weekend.
He's being polite, letting you say bye first instead of just hanging up on you.
I'm trying. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Brianna, what is the power ranking of Halloween candy? The best Halloween
Snickers.
Candy. What's that?
Snickers.
Snickers
is number 8.
And I'm glad you picked that, because that was my choice.
Yeah,
that was totally
true.
My choice. Wow. Yeah. And Ray would have beaten me.
Yeah, I would have.
Yep.
How could Snickers be 8?
I like Snickers, but no.
Wow. I mean, I have one every morning because the snack guy. Every morning, it's like my breakfast.
Yeah,
over
I do the commercials for Mars, so they send me boxes.
Man. I'm sorry. You did well, though. 8. I'm glad you did it because I would have lost. Man, I've been down no points.
Yeah, Snickers needs to be way higher than 8. That's crazy talk.
And Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Megan, tell me, what is yours, Halloween candy, according to Power Ranking and Tradability?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah, that's number 1, I think.
And that
on,
was my choice,
on
too.
Every list.
Congratulations, you are a winner.
Thank you very much.
That's how it's done. You got yourself a pair of food sampling wristbands. Taste of Orlando, Waterford Lake, Saturday, October 30th, 3 to 7. We will be there, so when you come by and say hello to us, okay?
Will do. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You hold on a second. All right, Bri, I'm going to hit. Let me see. I got another one. I got Laffy Taffy.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
You don't trade Laffy Taffy?
Laffy Taffy's 14.
What about Nerds?
Nerds?
No. No way.
Nerds.
All right, that's fine.
I'm down to the 21. No Nerds.
All right, let's hear your top 10.
Let's see. Number 10 on the list is Skittles.
Ooh.
Skittles.
Number 9, Tootsie Pops.
Never would have said that one.
8 is Snickers. 7 is Whoppers.
Whoppers? That's the malt thing.
Yeah, the malt.
Oh, really, Ray?
Yes. I'm not a fan.
Me either.
I'm not a fan. Number 6 is M&M's.
Okay.
Number 5 is Starburst. That's a good one. 4 is Twix. 3 is Butterfinger.
Butterfinger?
Yeah. I don't like them that much, but everybody else does. 2 is Kit Kat, and then 1 is, of course, Reese's Cups.
All right, where's the Three Musketeer?
Let me look and see if I can find
Three Musketeer.
The Three Musketeers.
And what was the one we talked about yesterday that had nougat in it?
Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Three Musketeers is not on the list.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, no, not on the list.
And how about Milky Way?
Let's see. Milky Way is number 20.
Hey. Oh, those are power rankings. Get those candy. Get the candy.
we got ours yesterday.
Did you
I
really?
Saw you got like 15 bags.
How yeah.
Much, it
was expensive.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was expensive.
Yeah.
This is Johnny's House. XL 1067.
9:51 time to get out of here. Are we got any big plans this weekend?
I am going to dinner with some of Missy's coworkers tonight. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow the kids have a T-ball game.
Yeah.
So
they don't take score or nothing like that, do
no,
they?
No, they don't take score. Everybody just gets to bat and field twice. And it's just really funny to watch. So we have that. And then we're going to go do Spooktacular over at SeaWorld.
Yeah, yeah.
So the kids can go do that and have some fun. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're also going to the Ritz-Carlton Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, y'all got a whole family weekend ahead.
So family weekend ahead, lots of fall stuff. I'm really excited about it.
When I go to Spooktacular, I bring a little bag. They put some candy.
Yeah, they'll get some. Yeah.
They don't look at you funny either.
I'm going to hide the majority of the candy for my toddlers, and it's for Missy and I.
Because I used to lie and say, hey, my kid couldn't make it. But they didn't look at me funny first time I did it.
Alex wasn't even there?
Alex had a bag, too.
Our other child's going to be
child,
here.
Y'all don't know about him. But,
nice. Well played.
But they didn't look at me funny, so I just stopped doing it, and they put the candy in.
Yeah.
So it was all good. B, how about you, brother?
Nothing. Just going to do some stuff around here and then hang with the kid this weekend. He's got to work a little bit, watch some football. It's going to be nice weather, so I'm going to try to eat outside.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? If you missed anything from the video stream, in about 5 minutes, it'll all be uploaded at XL1067.com, the Johnny's House Live blog. You could actually rewatch the whole show if you'd like.
You'd like to do that. All right, Ryan Seacrest, it's all yours. Y'all have a beautiful weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you on Monday.